cruising through, going to get through to another weekend, which stares us right in the face. And also, I think, you know, as a guy who likes to say, I like to think a couple steps ahead a lot of the time, think, what can we do a couple steps down the road? I think now I'd like to be volunteer my services as the parade planner for the New England Patriots, and we'll put a parade out there in Boston for October where the people can actually enjoy the weather, and it's not bad yet, and have the Patriots parade now.
During the fall?
Yeah, beautiful. Because it's beautiful there right now, and it, normally they have to have these parades
up
there.
Nice winter day in February. Oh,
they haven't. Every parade they've had has just been a nightmarish Boston February. So
that one where you couldn't see Gronk.
Yeah, let's just do it now because Patrick Mahomes' knee hurts. And he's probably going to sit out for a while. And the AFC is filled with nothing. So they're going to walk right through there with their easy schedule. That's done. So congratulations, New England Patriot fans. You're on your way.
They said NFC, it looked like a potential dislocated kneecap. In fact, today they just said they can't find the cap. It's on the front for Patrick Mahomes.
Watching him pop it back in.
It's inside
it's
his knee.
I know.
Pretty sure a doctor can find it.
If they can't find it, they need new medical people.
Yeah.
There's no holes in them, and yet the cap's just gone.
What?
It's missing. They've been scouring the field for it.
They'll find it. If there's no hole in them, they're wasting their time. But, yeah, so we'll see. But that's enough of that. Patriots get that. The NFC's not good enough to beat the Patriots because they've got nothing, and everybody's all, oh, no, they could do it. No.
You want to crown them?
Let's crown them. We'll crown them.
They've lost in the playoffs plenty of times.
Settle down, Eric. Settle down.
New York Giants. We need Eli Manning. That's what we need.
We need. That's the only man that can stop them right now. It's dopey Eli to come out of his cocoon.
Trade him.
Trade him somewhere like Kansas City, maybe. That would be a good – just Matt Moore's not going to get him done. But, yeah, it's pretty much a walk in the park. Let's be honest here. That's the best defense they've ever – oh, stop. You're calm down. You want it to be a real thing. You know it's going to happen. You'll see.
Yeah, they'll win their division.
Yes. Oh, that's
they'll win their division.
They'll also win the AFC.
I'm making
There's
the call
nobody
too.
In the AFC that's any good.
Probably.
They'll
undefeated.
Win the AFC. Yeah, you look at their schedule, and it's a question mark how they're going to lose.
This is the year.
Yeah, who's going to beat them? And then, you know, what, the Cowboys, the Seahawks, the Packers, the – no, it's not.
Where's the Super Bowl this year? Miami again?
Yep.
It's over.
Look at you. You're already thinking about going.
It's already over. You're not going to go. Don't worry about it.
You're not going to go watch that team.
Oh, yeah. I ain't.
I couldn't watch it.
I ain't going unless the Bears are in.
Yeah, you're not going to go. It's just it's a foregone conclusion. Somebody will stumble in from the NFC and stay in there and just be that tied up lamb in Jurassic Park. It's going to be awful. Just let them have their parade now. I think it would be very Patriot-y for them to have a 2020 Super Bowl parade in the middle of the season after Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. I think it would be great. They would, and of course, obviously they wouldn't. But wouldn't it be great if they're like, well, the Patriots closed down most of Boston and had a we're going to win it anyway Super Bowl parade in October?
They got three more weeks before they play anybody.
This is easy.
It's early. God, are you guys.
Come on. You know we're right. That's why you're
no,
mad.
No. You're not right because somebody can go on a run. The Eagles beat them in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Falcons had them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
And blew it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they should have their Super Bowl parade.
Those are more arguments for John's plan if it's WWE.
Please. It's a Super Bowl.
Because it's all set up.
They're going to win it. It's easy. It's an easy walk in the park. You just give them a bunch of tune-ups and then put them in there with one good guy, and they've just been – they're unscathed going into the – they're fine.
All right, $100, Patriots don't win the Super Bowl.
All right, done.
I'll take the field. You get the Patriots.
You get it all. Okay.
$100.
Okay, deal.
Done.
I'll do that. It's fine with me because it just – there's just no point in this. There's nobody's – the parity level has gotten to – it's that same as the late 90s when NFL parity got so even – there were mostly just really average to bad teams, and then one team kind of rose above all of it. And you're like, that is probably the best team because everybody else is just sucky or average. And that's kind of how the season's looking right now. You look around at everybody, and you're like, I don't see anybody really coming
Cardinal
through.
Fans, don't start emailing in about the Cardinals looking
don't.
Good right now.
No, and I'm not worried about that.
Stop it.
I heard them on the radio talking about the lowly Giants coming in. I'm like, don't
call on other teams.
They're playing because they're playing the Giants now. They're like, got a kind of a lowly Giants
two wins
team.
In a row. They've
guys,
got it figured out.
Guys. Oh, it could be a major setback.
Yeah, I mean these Giants come into should be walking the park for the mighty Seabirds.
They're going to play the 49ers like twice in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
coming
we'll
up.
See. Let's just calm down about all that too. And the 49ers are you know they're fun little squad. I'm not.
They're playing with some confidence.
They're all right.
You don't think that's the storyline? Garoppolo goes and beats the
Patriots?
That
would be a nice. That would be a nice WWE setup. I think that would be
pretty
good.
Those Niners are tough, man.
They're good.
I know.
They're good. They're not.
That running game.
I didn't want to admit
they're
it.
They're not world beaters. They're
tough.
Good. It's a good team. Yeah. Nothing really blowing your socks off. You just watch them march right in. It's going to be an easy. The AFC is just going to go, here you go. They're rolling out the red carpet. Now Patrick Mahomes is hurt. And I don't even think they'd beat him anyway. And remember last year, the Chiefs had him. And somebody lined up in the neutral zone. It just happens for them. It's like, wow, we get another set of downs because some guy's head was in the neutral zone. Okay. And then, of course.
Then you got the Miz, Baker Mayfield.
Don't worry about that either. Don't even.
You don't even know how good
Star is a character. Like the Miz.
I know. Yeah, I know. Don't even bring him up.
You don't even know how good the Patriots are. They haven't beaten anyone.
Don't worry about it. They're just tuning
anyone.
Up. It's a 17-20 game preseason.
They barely beat the Bills, and they're the best team they've played.
All right. They're probably Tom Brady played that whole game left-handed just as a goof. I'm not even worried about it. It's just all choreographed poorly and set up to have the black hat go right back in. Waltz in. It's easy. It's a cakewalk. But football last night took quite a blow in the competition world because, you know, it all but assures that the Patriots' crap schedule will give them home field advantage, and we're only in week 7.
Yeah.
It all but ensures that. I mean, tell me that that's – everybody's going to be 3 games behind them going into the halfway point of the season.
Yeah.
They're fine.
2-game cushion.
Yeah, this is one of those moments where you're just
everyone
like,
everyone has to grind.
This is like a wire-to-wire look. It's the horse race where you're like, don't worry about it. This thing is going to jump out. He's got an easy field. Just so happens they got their best defense. They're pretty darn good. And it's frustrating. When you watch Patrick Mahomes lay there, you're like, oh, man. Come on. We got to pin our hopes on the Ravens? That's not happening.
Belichick, a couple weeks ago, just said, Gronk, don't worry about it. You don't need to come back.
Bill O'Brien? Yeah, that's a thing. Walk in the park. Walk in the park. I saw a story yesterday where a woman was mad at the police because as they were investigating her body, they pulled out her tampon.
Bye-bye.
And I say...
Dropped her shorts.
Yeah.
On the inspection.
Well, he dropped them.
Like
and he's like, look, if she wasn't, it wasn't like, you know.
Wait a minute. He did or he made her do that?
I didn't get into the details because I saw the headline and I almost threw up. She's upset, though. But basically, she was kind of up to no good. And they're like, she's probably hiding drugs. It's kind of druggie's fault. If you've got drugs on your body and a cop gets you, your honey hole's in play, I say. Because that's where you and your druggy friends have been hiding stuff for years. I feel sorry for the cops.
It's the Gaylord Perry argument?
Yes.
If you come out to the mound and you're throwing the nail board out?
Yeah. If your emery board falls out, we got to check everybody for emery boards. It's one bad apple theory. If you're a druggy and you've got drugs in your pocket, and the cops are like, we found some drugs. Do you have anything else? And they see something in there, like a string. They're like, ah, nuts! You think the cop wants to do that? You think that was a sexual thing for him? No, you crackhead. He has to make sure... That little cord there isn't holding, you know, 4 pounds of meth up inside you. It's your druggy friend's fault that we got to check there. I feel for the cops. Nobody ever says that. It's not sexual harassment to go, what are you hiding in there? Nothing. That's what all of them say. So if you've got drugs on your body and, you know, they got to do a search, that thing's in play. And you druggies need to have a meeting and say, hey, we got to stop hiding stuff in honey holes because some of us are uncomfortable with it. If you're going to put it there, they've got to look there.
What happened to that one cop that was getting in all that trouble? I haven't heard.
He got canned and he's in trouble. Yeah, the guy that was.
He hasn't gone to court yet?
Well, I think like 22 more cases came forward.
The guy that said, what are we going to do about this? One of my favorite cops of all time. What will we do here? The Cannonball Run police.
We have a situation.
We've got a situation that can be remedied. What are we going to do about this here?
You know, as a male cop, though, if. Adrian Barbeau is the.
Of course you are.
You're going to want to try to figure out a way to check her out. Let's see here.
I'm betting
I know you got something
that
in there.
Out of 40-some cases, not all of them are Adrian Barbeau.
I've seen methies. And if an Adrian Barbeau and I'm like, hey, man, pull over, and you see her, and you're like, is that what's in that bag? Or step out of the vehicle, please. You have drugs in the car? Oh, yes, I do, officer. Good Christ. Thank God. And then you start to go, I got to search every ounce of you. That is so rare. That is,
you think?
Yes, that the smoking hot The Cannonball Run girls.
Tempe police probably run into some hot college girls.
Yeah, maybe. Not methed up, though. They might have some weed, and you don't check honey holes for weed. But if they're, look, if they've got the cocaine and a load of heroin sitting in their car, and you're like, all right, it's a lucky day for a cop, and he's earned it. Because you know how many honey holes he's seen that aren't worth searching that he's had his hands in?
That's true.
Bleh! You get a good one. And it's your own fault for carrying drugs around that your honey hole's in play. Same goes with b-holes, gentlemen. If you decide to harbor some heroin, and you're like, I don't have any more in my body, man. They've got to look. Our friend Zach Herrera, who I don't like to use names, that was his first job at the old county. When they'd bring him in, bend over, open your butthole, and he'd flashlight around.
At least
they'd
bring him in.
And you can tell Zach.
It was on the street inspection.
You know, she can do something to it. That was an on-scene investigation.
I know.
You could tell sometimes when Zach had a new story, too, because he didn't want to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it. What happened? How many fingers, Zach? Shut up. He's not in that anymore. I saw him recently.
As a criminal, what's the best move? Throw it out of the car real fast or put it up your butt? I wonder which one you get away with.
I always say, and I don't even know what the first option is. In any situation, put it up your butt is really always the second option to me. I don't
whatever,
like. I would rather just toss it out the window and hope they didn't see it than stuff it on my butt and know it's still with me. And then the odds of them searching my butt get higher as I act a little fidgety. I don't act normal with stuff in my butt. I mean, I'm going to be suspicious when the cop pulls me over. He's like, why are you acting so weird? You're the one acting weird. I'm like, no,
I ate something weird.
You got something in your butt. Damn it.
The night
throwing it out the window.
The night of my 21st birthday. No. It was right around there. I don't know. But I had an open container of beer in my car, and I got pulled over.
Did you jam it in your ass?
No. But it was almost full. Like I put it under my seat. I threw it under there, and it's just you can hear the beer.
Yeah,
and he comes up to the window.
Tall boy.
Yeah, he comes up to the window, and he's got his. And
the
I'm like,
I'm done.
But he didn't see.
Nice. Now, imagine how stupid you'd have felt had you jammed that thing in your ass.
Jammed a tall boy in my ass.
Put that up under the seat. He wasn't even going to look.
Oh, the dumbass things we do.
Yeah. Well.
I learned my lesson that night, John.
I've never once thought to myself, well, I'll just jam it in my butt. No one will know. That's never been a thing, ever.
Yeah, I would rather risk him seeing that. Right.
And that makes me normal. And right. You know what else has never happened? A cop's never pulled me over and gone, you look like a guy who shoves stuff up your ass. I think there's a certain look that comes with that. But if you've got drugs on you, you're susceptible to the butt and honey hole search.
Immediately put it under the seat and say, this is my cousin's.
Yeah, it works for Michael Irvin,
yeah.
Right?
That is true. Michael did get away with it.
He gets away with all types of stuff.
I don't do that anymore, but I do carry all the equipment. I put it under there for my friends.
All right, off you go.
Yeah, if he got out of it with that, I mean, doesn't it work for everyone?
It should. Yeah, if you're a junkie.
I'm going to say it's Brady's. This is Brady's drug paraphernalia.
My friend Brady is on crack cocaine, and I have to keep him off of it.
That big guy over there?
He's just recently started. It is said to affect his physical.
All the listeners can use that. If you get pulled over, say it's Brady Bogan's drug paraphernalia.
Whip up some tears. Are you familiar with radio personality Brady Bogan? Well, yeah, why? He's recently fallen into a real battle with crack cocaine. I'm just keeping all of his stuff from him. I actually came from his home just now. Is that right? I'll do anything for that, man.
2,700 cars pulled over.
Everybody. And you have to be a cool bro on this.
Yeah.
And every time the cops come and say, this lady out here says that she's trying to take care of you and your...
It's true, officer.
You'd be like, I don't know them. Get them out of here.
They come into the cops come into your place and they see that garage full of beer cans. Them, wow, this guy is bad.
They'd search each one. More crack here. But yeah, if you're a druggie and you're a junkie and you want to carry it, you can't complain later that somebody searched your honey hole, publicly or otherwise. Because you're probably a belligerent junkie too. I want to see that on live PD. But the poor cop, feel for that person. Man or woman, they're like, God, I'm actually hoping this is a tampon. And he goes, bloop, we're good. It's exactly what it was. It's the only thing in there was supposed to be there. And then you just try to put it back? Sorry about that, ma'am. Here you go. You squish it back in?
I don't know if she was told to take it out or did he?
Who cares? Yeah, he still has to think about it. Would you ever do it for Ronnie? Pull this out of here for me.
No,
No. Disgusting. I mean,
you know, John, you're really making me consider things because I have been caught by police with mushrooms between my ass cheeks.
You have?
Bad decision.
You didn't even see, you know why? Because you're not a committed person.
Right.
You went ass cheeks. That's you're busted. You're dumb.
And you can't really use these are Brady Bogut's excuse when they're in your ass.
Yeah, when they're in your ass. I keep Brady's bad drugs in my ass cheeks.
if you're gonna do
the ass move, it's gotta go. It can't go in a fold or a crease. Get it in there.
Oh man, I can't wait for that on Live PD.
Oh, it'll be the great. I've seen a couple of them where they got stuff in their cheeks or the ladies put them in a fold, but never up in. They don't show that too much. But when Live PD, I just pull the pants down and drop the tampy.
Who is this Brady Bogut?
Yeah, everybody on Live PD is. Oh, that was Brady Bogut. Oh, yeah, the guy in Phoenix.
We want your name synonymous with drugs and cars, Brady.
That'd be pretty great.
Sweet.
Man, this Brady's got drug paraphernalia all over
the city. I'm mealing this for Brady Bogut. He said to keep it in my ass because cops never look there.
You'll be the new Walter White.
Without any of the money or empire.
What happened? It's all gone. Say my name.
Heisenbutt.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. So I have no sympathy for anybody hauling drugs. I have sympathy for the police officer. They're like, oh, no, there's something in her. I'll get it. I don't want to go digging around in that. Drug addict V. Ugh. It's disgusting. Somebody's got to feel for the police occasionally. Because you jackasses are the ones stuffing things in your buttholes and leaving them for the search.
Ugh. Yeah, there must have been enough there to make that happen.
I talked to a cop friend a long time ago, and I'm like, what if I was governor and I implemented the plan, whatever you find on that person, they have to do right there. Like, you know, when you smoke cigarettes, you got to smoke the whole pack. If a cop has to dig around inside your butt, they're like, what's this? You have to do it. In a court of law, in front of your peers. And if you last, you last. That's your sentence.
Eat this bag of fentanyl.
You either make it or you don't. And it was your own choice, jackass. I about had it with the druggies. They're all over. Especially when that one a couple days ago tried to jump in front of my car and kill herself. If that starts happening, I'm going to Mad Max the next one. I'm not stopping. Drove up into the curb. Almost killed a family at the Granada Park just floating over the side because that spring-loaded lunatic decided to bounce out in front of the road and stand in front of my car. Idiot.
Would that be your fault if you swerved and then hit a family?
No, I did talk to a cop about that, too. He said, if you had any drinks and you killed her, it would be involuntary manslaughter. You'd go to jail for it if you had any pops. I'm like, no kidding.
If she jumped in front.
But if she jumps in front of your car and there's nothing you can do about it, it's an accident.
But you swerve.
Well, if I swerve and kill that family, I'm out of control of my car. God knows what could happen.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And
garbage.
Look, I lost control of my car trying not to hit a person who decided to say within 12, 15 feet of my car passing her, I'm going to get in front of it. And I made the most evasive move you can make in a Jeep without rolling it over.
But what Ba-dunk. If it's just Toledo walking down the sidewalk and you hit him? That's not a big deal, right?
You keep the wheel straight.
Yeah.
And you try to go directly over.
Yeah, like animals.
Like you're hitting a deer.
Yeah, like you're hitting a deer. You try not to swerve because then you're going to cause trouble for all. You're going to kill yourself.
Punch it.
If Toledo jumps in front of my car, I'm more worried about the damage his head's going to do to my car.
You can see that from that far away?
You can see your head from that far away.
Can't hit that guy. Look at the size of his head.
Yeah, don't hit that.
My God.
Easter Island's taking a walk. Don't hit the monolith.
You just see the top of the head coming over that little hill?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like the Iliad?
Yeah. Yeah, this idiot got like down in a crouch and jumped out. I didn't know what she was doing. First, I thought she was picking something up, and then she just spring loads herself right out into the street.
Maybe she recognized you. Maybe she's
no,
a fan.
She called me Marky Mark the whole time when I berated her on the drive back because I had to go ask her questions.
You do look a lot like Mark.
Yeah,
Wahlberg.
It's a big thing. What are you doing? Why did you do that?
Hi, Marky Mark. Trying to steal my identity.
Oh, you're one of those. Let me get my camera out. You're one of them zombie people. Let's chat. And I did for about a minute. Then I told her I hope she dies of her overdose. And I do. I mean that. With all my heart and soul, I mean I hope her overdose kills her soon so she never puts anybody in the peril she tried to put me in. And so she never ruins someone else's life with her stupid decisions, leaping in front of a car. Can you imagine how horrible you'd feel for the rest of your life if someone did that to you and you're the one who has to live with it and they're fine, they're dead. The loser is dead. I hope her overdose takes a quick, sweet turn sometime in the next few days so she never does that to anyone again.
Maybe terrible. You straightened her out. Maybe that was the bottoming out for
it
her.
It wasn't. She didn't even recognize she did it as I spoke to her afterwards, and she was still in her hallucination of whatever the hell she was talking about. I hate that woman with the passion of 1,000 fiery suns, just the heat of it all, just right down onto her. I hate her. Because I can't imagine what she would have done. If there were kids in the car, I know that's the scenarios, but if there was the Greek festivals going on, families are driving around all over. She jumps out there and some six-year-old kid sees this lady's head bounce up onto the thing just because she's a overdose can't happen fast enough for that woman. Couldn't mean that more. If she's at that state, it's time to put her out. Oh, it's horrifying. Thinking about it's giving me goosebumps. Nasty weirdos. Oh, and then there's that other lady in San Diego. I don't know if you had this one in the report you upgraded, talking about her last night. And she's been living in her van like Jewel. Jewel lived in her van. Remember the cute, adorable singer Jewel?
She said.
And she was sweet, cute. She lived in her van and wrote songs. But
Made her way from Alaska.
Yeah, in San Diego. She's like, I lived in my van for a little while. And wow, that's amazing. Well, Jewel, too, was living in San Diego, but it wasn't the same. Vanessa Hodges Black, she had pets in the van, too. 320 rats.
Ooh.
In a van with her. And then people were complaining, and the San Diego Humane Society went down there, and like they say you got animals in there. And she goes, just my pets. And they open it up, and it is just 320 rats in the back of an Econoline that she's living in with them. And she's like, they're fine. They're my friends. We're all friends. They're inside the seats. Oh. The rats' heads are poking out of the upholstery.
Yeah, they burrow in the...
Yeah, and they're just everywhere, and they're like, oh. So, they had to talk her into surrendering her pets, which she did. So there's 320 rats up for adoption right now, Brady, for you at the San Diego Museum.
How much? How much to sleep with 350 rats in the van?
Look at this thing. It's all caged up. They were rolling around inside there. Just outside Del Mar, too, which is a really awesome section. But 350 rats in a van. That's a Tetris challenge. Yeah, there's the Econoline she lives in.
That's a nice van.
It is a nice van. Well, it's Del Mar. You're not going to get away with parking a crap van up there in Del Mar. They're kind of cute. They look clean.
That seatbelt is...
Yeah, she's taking care of them.
She's doing a good job. I mean...
I take it back about the nice van.
The inside's a little bit torn up, but those rats need warmth.
To each their own, I say.
No, I don't.
I highly
disagree. I don't want that dragging around my neighborhood.
Looks like she was sleeping in the hammock.
Yeah, she built a little thing up top. I'm sure the rats got on her. How does that start? You get one or two, and you're like, these aren't bad.
I saw an episode of Hoarders where the guy had a bunch of rats, and he loved them. They were totally overtook his house. There were thousands of rats. They had to come in. They basically tore all the drywall out trying to get them all. They had to collect them all. And he loved them. They put them all in cages, and he would travel with them to where the place they were dropping them off, and it was so weird.
Ugh.
Pinkies all over the place.
I saw an episode of the Hoarders the other day.
Does that make you excited, Brady?
Yeah, time to feed.
They had rats, and they couldn't figure out like the source because the place was such a mess. But like the smell in this place is, and they're all in their hazmat suits. So, like, I don't know how you've lived with this smell. They opened up a door, and they found where the rats are coming in. Finally, get to this closet, and she goes, The lady starts sobbing, and you look in there, and this cat is like liquefying. And her pet was in that closet, but couldn't get out because she'd hoarded in it, like it got in there and
blocked. It got trapped.
And it's like, well, the cat just died in there, and then the rats found a way through the wall to just kind of feed on the cat for a little while. But the cat was so old and dead that was the smell. And it had kind of turned into this gelatinous glop with a cat head.
It had time to dry up.
Yeah. It wasn't dry. There was nothing about it that was dry. It looked like an old Jell-O mold with a cat head on it.
Jeez.
I think I got a hoarder in my neighborhood. I ride my bike by somebody's house, and it's getting worse and worse. The outside looks fine. When you get up on this one little bluff, and you can look down, and you're like, that whole back patio is just nothing but hoarding habit trail.
Can we see it from Google?
No, because it's hidden under their patio awning. It doesn't go out into the yard yet.
Well, that's not hoarding.
Oh, it is. When you see it, it's floor to ceiling, and then their garage was open once, and I'm like,
that's even more devious because they're aware they're hiding it.
Most of those hoarders, like you see those shows, and sometimes it's not in their yard. They're just like, you have to open the door to know. She's lived like this for 18 years, and nobody in the neighborhood had any idea. That one lady that was bathing with wet wipes and didn't throw them away and had so many wet wipes piled up, her shower started to collapse like the wall because she had thousands and thousands of body wipes that she wouldn't throw out. pushed up against this, and it was like this 9-foot wall. But yeah, the hoarding thing is like they kept it.
The hoarder inside. Kitchen is the worst.
Ugh.
When they finally, you know, after a half day of weeding through the hallway, they finally make it to the kitchen.
Ugh. Why would you want that job? They always have the psychiatrist on there that says, well, I deal with the hoarding specialist. That would be the last thing I'd want to specialize in is meeting
hoarders.
And
that show, look, you have 48 hours to work with them. Fix it.
Right. You better hurry up.
Yeah, it'll be good. They've been hoarding for 40 years. Yeah,
I got this done in 12 hours.
They should do a follow-up.
They do. You've seen the follow-up? Sometimes they're kind of getting back into it a little. Just this room is the only hoarding room I use now. You can't throw dolls away? Nope. I can't. I went back to that place we dropped all my stuff off, and I grabbed it, filled that warehouse with my junk, and went and got a whole bunch back. Yeah, I don't know why you'd specialize in that. Of all the things to specialize in, like proctology, that's a calling. Why do you want that? You're going to go to medical school, and that's the thing you're walking out with. I want a butthole doctor. I'm a butthole doctor. Why? World needs them.
Opportunity.
I guess that's true.
Make a lot of money.
Why you? Is that it? Is the motivation money? Because I don't know.
You're wondering if there's a passion for it.
There has to be. There has to be. Because otherwise you would sit there and go, oof, I guess the money's good. Like their money's good with all doctoring. There has to be a drive
sometimes
to the butthole.
Sometimes it's generational too. The son takes over the father's practice. And those specialty sides.
Practice.
I got my prostate.
Three generations.
Did you?
One time. Yep. Well, it was a few years back. But
on the street?
The doctor brought in the students.
Oh, yeah. I would have just said.
There was like five, a couple women.
You're allowed to say no. I don't want that. You're allowed to. I would
I
do
didn't,
it.
I didn't know.
I would have told them. No,
was
no, no.
Laid there in fear.
All five got to check in.
Yeah, this is not a spectator sport. What's all this then? Oh, these are my interns. We're going to take a look at your specific case. Are we now? Do I have a say in this? Because it's my butthole.
Actually, he's clear.
He's good. You see where my finger, look at this. The mole here should probably be removed. Anyway, as I'm going in, notice my tender touch. These two fingers down next to his childlike nutsack.
Tight scrotum.
Yeah, very tight. Strange scrotum. Whew. Isn't it weird how the skin on the
left
scrotum.
And said, kids, stay in school.
Yeah. Skin on the scrotum looks a little like a Pringles, doesn't it? Anyway. I get in there and dig around.
He probably could have said that. I was so fearful. I don't even remember what happened.
There's something in here. Anyway, come in here and see if
what?
You feel it too.
There is?
There's a thing in here. I want to see if you kids have been trained properly. Dig around inside, Mr. O'Connell. No, I would have just said no.
Mm-mm. I didn't know I had that option.
You have that option. It's your butthole. You always have an option of crowd control.
Now I know.
When it comes
the
to
more you know, John.
Yeah, it's true.
Doc, you're going to have to wait for the 2:15. I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
Get those students out of here.
But again, yesterday I went under with Dr. Jordan Tennant and his crew, who've gotten to know fairly well, and they could have done anything to me. I had stuff stuck to my back, like monitors and
any
things.
Any other soreness anywhere else?
No, I feel great.
Then you're good.
It all works. And if that's what it takes, if you knock me out and fiddle my beehole, and I'm none the wiser, so be it.
You're okay with it, huh?
I'm cool
as
with it.
As long as you wake up not in pain,
I wake up
tickled.
Feeling...
We'll have that on the waiver next time.
I'm fine
John's
with that.
John's okay with it.
If Dr. Jordan wants to go in and do the manipulation under anesthesia and make me feel great, if I wake up and I'm like, my butthole, ow, then there's a problem. But if I wake up and I don't know, and I still feel better, so what?
You think he's
job
reading
well
the,
done.
He's not reading the fine print. You can put anything you want in there.
Yeah. I'm not. Every time I go there, I got to fill out the papers. In fact, yesterday I even asked him, like, does anybody even read this? And they're like, no. Great. Here's my name, the date that we're here.
You wake up from that anesthesia, you're all lubed up. They're in like goth outfits.
Why am I so moist?
Does it hurt? But that's the thing about anesthesia, which is great. You don't wake up until they wake you. So they get all cleaned up. They're out of their goth.
Out.
Yeah, they just keep you out until they're done gothing your butthole. And I'm like, okay. You wake up, everybody's in scrubs, and they're like, great work in there. I really got – and that's what Jordan said to me yesterday. I really got in there yesterday. I'm like, all right, great. You were real tight. Those are his words, absolutely his words.
Congratulations.
You were tighter than you were last time was what Dr. Jordan Tennant told me yesterday. And I was like,
there we go.
But I was.
Proud.
Look, I ache. I feel like I was in a car wreck, but my shoulders are better. My hip's better. I feel great. My back's been adjusted in the best way it's ever been. I feel amazing. if it took him reaching into my butthole, because that's somewhat of a tip to him, okay. I don't
reaching
think that's
in,
what it's doing.
Doesn't matter how far.
I'm not feeling it. Everything's kosher on my end.
Hey, John, we needed to get a grip somewhere to yeah. to manipulate you. And the now. Only way we could get that grip.
Okay. Am I a gymnast now?
Do I have a
Can
fissure?
I win a,
do I have a fissure?
I feel like a medalist. Yeah, I don't care. When I'm out cold, I don't care. It's almost like you're dead for a few minutes. As long as it doesn't hurt more when I wake up. If I feel better when I wake up, job well done, doctor. However, whatever it takes. And that was when I got my back surgery and they rolled me over. And I felt the one of the last things I felt was that robe just going, and my butt was up. You count backwards from 10. Oh, man. This stuff can't kick in fast enough. 10, 9, out. Woke up, my back felt better. However they did it, I'm fine with it. Now, if they videotape it and make my butthole like a big funny joke on the internet, then I'm going to sue somebody. But if it's just like, you know, a medical procedure and they got to get in there, all right. We do it all the time. You've
yeah,
done
I've never,
it.
I've never followed up with what Dr. Lynn did, you know, removing the kidney stone.
Did he knock you cold?
Yeah, yeah.
No, so you got no. Yeah, you never know. He has to dig around and see where it is. Maybe he can push it out.
I mean, they could have been having all sorts of games with it. Tetherball.
They might. I don't think that's even a thing. Okay. But if you can reach into the beehole and rake out some more, you know, from the back door, some of those things where might have been leaning on a wall, and like if I just get in here, I can push that, I can loosen that one up, and you feel better. Okay. Do it while I'm awake, and we're fighting. Or bring in a crew like Eric had, we might have a discussion. You don't mind if I bring in 15 or 16 really hot college doctors. Take a look at your butthole. I actually kind of do mind that.
Yeah. You just thought they'd ask.
Huh? Yeah, they didn't ask. Hi. And they just keep parading. And, all right, everybody, come on. Yeah, that door too. Then you, third door. Let's just get this octagon of doors open. Everybody in. All right, everybody settle in.
You want that, like, TV stadium operating area?
Welcome to Eric O'Connell's butthole. This is here we'll expose the butthole. Please, class, limit it.
Eric's on the table, and one of the students is like, oh, he's a Cubs fan. Got that hat on.
Doc, am I supposed to be awake for all this? Quiet down, please.
What's this?
All right, everybody, it's not funny.
City
it's
tattoo.
Just a butthole. It's you're going to see a lot of these in your career.
I can't even watch episodes of ER anymore. They bring those trainees in. I'm like, I have flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start twitching.
Never had that. Did you ever have a doctor call someone over to look at something?
No, I don't remember.
I had a root canal years ago. Dr. Doherty's giving me a root canal. And he's digging down in there, and my root actually turns at the end. And just...
They had to stump it.
And like, ah. And then he goes, man, hang on a second. I thought he was going to go get another tool. Comes back with two or three other people. Look at this. Are you okay? No, you're not okay. You've got something wrong with your... Wow.
Pipe down, Holmberg.
You drill for a little while. Nothing. I can't get down there. It's like caliche. No, you're not going home for a long time. We're going to call dentists from all over the city to come look at you. It was horrifying.
I had one call in, the other person come in here because I was laying down to get scanned, and it was a reaction to the dye that they injected.
Ew.
Yacked my brains out on the floor, and the guy's like, that's it. Get it all out. And it was just so violent.
Specialist?
And he brings in another guy. Hey, you want to come in and take a look at him? And they're... It's like they're looking into a mirror, you know, they're both looking at you. Okay.
Did they give you a bucket?
You know what? We're not going to scan you today. You can go. I'm like, why were they staring at me?
So you honked on the floor, though?
I had, oh, violently.
And they didn't, like, immediately bring you a trash can or something?
But it's too late. I was laying down. I was like, woo, wah! And it's just lambasted the floor. And they check me out, and they're like, okay, we're not going to do it today, but you can go. Like, why were they staring at me so much? So I, on the way out, I go, I got to go to the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom. I look in the mirror. Ah!
You're blue.
Oh, black, red. Yeah. The discoloration on my face from the, it's either the reaction.
Wow.
But they mean, like, before I left, they're like, sign this.
And they
okay,
sent
you, can go
you
now.
Home?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like terrible doctoring. You're having a terrible reaction to what we gave you. You should go home.
Yeah, yeah. Time to go.
Shouldn't I stay in the hospital for that?
No. This.
It's much better if you die at home and rather than under our care.
We don't know what's going on. We don't want to look at it either. Yeesh. Get out. All right, class. That's over. He's going to die at his own house now. Everybody out.
Went back to work. Opened the door to come in. Someone goes, ah!
Was there discussion when the class was in there with your butthole? Like the guy's like, all right, this is what I'm doing right now. Yeah. Ooh.
It was teaching moment. I'm glad I could be a tool for
You're
learning.
A tool for a lot of things. Let me reach into this guy's butthole. Now write down what I say. It's not smooth like normal. Feels like a frog's back. There's a BB or something. There's a bottle cap.
This is called a whiskey ring. You can see this.
A whiskey ring.
Look at that. Really? Look at that. A broken thing of glass, a little shard of glass in his butt from a Jameson bottle. He must have tried a joke thing to get it
in. I had that bike in my ass. Maybe there's a little rubber in there.
That's true. There's some tire tread.
Is that a knobby?
I'm going to need to hang you up into a sex swing and put a hose in your butt and just try to reverse cleanse this.
Oh, what a horrible position.
Kids, watch this. This is something that's rare. It's great that Mr. O'Connell's here today and that all 17 of you are watching.
You guys have seen The Matrix, right? This is like that, but from the other end.
You didn't say a word when people came in with clipboards just to watch?
You know how it is when you're in a hospital.
No, I do
you're
know how
laying
it is
there and like, down.
It happens so fast.
Yeah, and you're like.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't happen.
They started walking in and it just like fear came over me and I'm like.
To me, it feels like everything's in slow. We're gonna finger you now.
How many?
All of us. No.
I can't say no.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just, do whatever you want.
You're one of those guys. I'm just a people pleaser.
It was the Eric 500 that day.
Can I try?
Sure. Everybody, get in line. Take a number of the thing.
John, you seem to...
Oh, it's a butthole.
I get that. It's funny.
You seem to think that nothing would rattle you, but what if you're coming to and out of that hazy fog, you see your doctor licking his fingers, like you just said?
Well, then he's just a poor, poor doctor that he's still licking his fingers, and he gave somebody the okay to bring me out. Right before you... All right.
Timing.
Bring him to. Wait, don't do it yet. All right, now bring him out. Now that I've eaten all the whatever's on my fingers off.
Ah!
Kevin, you want to give Eric a try?
Guys, I don't...
It's a butthole, all right.
John, what if they start using this term manipulation under anesthesia for all kinds of things? Now listen, we need to get a look at your butthole. We're going to manipulate this under anesthesia.
Everybody is afraid of that. Everybody's afraid that their butthole is so vulnerable when you're under anesthesia. I've quit. It's my defense mechanism to go, whatever happens in there, happens in there. If I'm under anesthesia, that's the best thing that happened to me the day my butthole
was to me.
Hey, look, would you rather have it violated under anesthesia or awake? So, look, if somebody's going to do it, this is the best possible scenario.
John, what if you come out and your doctor says to you as he's bringing you out and you're coherent, hey, man, I got to say, you've got some good control of your butthole.
Yeah, well, that's a bad doctor because I'm there for my shoulders. I did tell him I was gassy. So I'm like, look,
maybe that was a warning.
Candy, the nurse girl that's there, the helper.
Why do you loosen up under anesthesia?
Your whole body stops being a thing.
Man, I'm gassy.
And I told him, look, I'm a little gassy, I'm not going to lie. So when you guys start manipulating me, there's a good chance I'm going to hose one of you.
What do they say?
They just laugh. I think it happens all the time. It's
I can imagine.
Yeah, like you're so relaxed in yoga, sometimes people fart. Under anesthesia, your body, when they're twisting you like a pretzel, and I know I let a few out because I woke up and I wasn't gassy. So I know during that procedure, I was like.
John, what if the last thing you see as you're counting backwards from 99 is your anesthesiologist licking a manila envelope?
Oh, God, he's going to cut my eyes. Well, then I'd wake up with pain.
Right.
And that would be a lawsuit. Right.
All you hear is, bring in the paper.
Bring in the manila. He hates it. Good night. Just slicing me up with manila envelopes while I'm out. But I'd wake up in pain, and that's not good doctoring. I love it. That manipulation under anesthesia is the greatest thing I've ever found. I love it.
John, I'm with you, and can you answer this? I don't care about my butthole like you. I just need to be fixed. Do they do this manipulation under anesthesia to ankles?
Yeah. All joints.
I need this shizzle fixed.
Great stuff. Look up Jordan Tennant at Triad. It's amazing. It is. If you've got body pain at all, joint pain, and just or you just want, you know, it's basically yoga under, you know, the sedation. They sedate you and then stretch you, and it's like a year's worth of yoga in a day. It's unreal.
God damn it, move on. I'm trying to eat breakfast, you assholes.
Don't bring it up again. All right. We're getting late in the day. 13th person in here. Get in here for Eric. What did you think?
I can't tell. Is that healthy?
I don't know. None of us know.
Let's go back.
This is an unnecessary thing we do to people just because we're mad that we're butthole doctors.
Yeah, maybe it'd be kind of cool if I'm an anomaly and they have to really bring a bunch of
people. You'd be the one guy for the medical journals?
Yeah. And
I would hate
photos
that.
Photos are taken.
As he does that little slide away on that wheelchair and pulls the glove off. I have no idea what's going on in there. I have to call in someone else.
My butthole's on a website.
Keep it up.
The O'Connell anus.
Yeah, I get something named after me.
Yeah, like Lou Gehrig's disease, only the worst thing. Like your weakness of your butthole is named. I have the Eric O'Connell.
Oh, God, no. Then you live in infamy, right?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
When Lou caught himself.
So...
That was a big
that
day
prick,
for him.
Though, was already famous, so that kind of sucks.
He doubled
you,
up.
You want to be this guy on a Google search?
What's that?
I don't know, just random search.
The dude with something wrong with his penis guy? Yeah.
What do you...
His
you
photo...
You wanted to be...
Toledo, you're taking this the wrong
yeah.
way. I don't know what you're doing here.
Looked up medical pee-pee pictures.
You said you wanted to be the anomaly.
No, I want to be the guy that gets something named after him. I'd be an anomaly, sure, but I don't know why you're Googling
that,
penis
yeah,
photos.
I don't know why he brought that up.
Taking us
it was already on
path.
There.
It's a perfect opportunity.
You've been looking at it earlier.
Look at medically strange wieners. No, it isn't. Well, we weren't even talking about that.
How about this? More penises.
Hey, guys, look at the screen. How'd you like to be one of these fellas?
Maybe you've been hanging out with your son too much.
What the hell's going on? No, they were all white. That was the streaming white medical. What the hell's going on over there? This is what we're talking about, isn't it? Let's all show each other our pee-pees. No. Conversation
no?
over.
Yeah, you've killed it.
Let's all go get some waffles and talk about sports.
Anytime you want to end the conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, here's a page of penises.
Yeah. There's the punctuation on this one. Good God. Thanks for that, though. But we were talking about Eric's diseased butthole being called the Eric O'Connell. I would like it if doctors closed one eye and put that jewelry thing in the other eye to look at people's buttholes and then would pull away. And like the year 2028, I want to hear him go, yep, that's Eric O'Connell, all right. Buttholes are, oh, yeah, I know that's an Eric O'Connell.
I'll take it.
Did you check for O'Connell?
I've always said I wanted to die of me.
Yeah.
Like if the doctors are like, good news is we're going to name it after you. Like,
did you check his O'Connell would be good. Yeah.
He's
an honor.
It looks like an O'Connell case.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig was really a prick. I mean, you don't get both of the...
You know, Hall of Famer and a disease named after you that they can't cure.
There's
for like
no
80
way
years.
He was the first.
No,
Do you really
wasn't.
Think he was? He was just the most famous?
He was the one that they kind of figured
you got
it
what
out.
Lou Gehrig. I'm tired of hearing that. Let's just call it Lou Gehrig.
They figured out what exactly it was, but they, you know, like there's absolutely no treatment
I
for it.
I find that hard to believe.
But, okay, it was called
there had to be
else.
A guy that died right around the same time, then they go, oh... He's got this rare disease,
but well, we can't give it to Joe Smith.
Yeah. Well, Lou Gehrig's got it too. All right. Well,
and maybe
Lou
he set
Gehrig's
up a big foundation or something after that fact. Yeah.
Somebody well, no, got screwed.
Yeah. That was named something medical before they didn't know. Like when AIDS was the gay cancer, and then they had that other name for a while, and then they're like, nope, this is what it is, and then they came up with an actual name. If you think about it, it should have a sciencey name, but they were so confused by it, they're like, just name it after the guy who's got it. They're like autoimmune deficiency syndrome. They could have just called, you know, Trevor, whoever the first guy that rolled in with it. But they called it by its science name. Lou Gehrig's disease is so twisted and awful. They're like, well, there's no science name for this. Just call it this. It's terrible. But I would like to have John Holmberg's illness. He died of himself. He's such an entrepreneur. He invented his own way to die.
Well, we're all hoping for you, John.
Yeah, me too. I hope your butthole... cauliflowers up and you get named after that.
Yeah, all right. I'll get one, you get one.
Yeah. What would you like your what body part would you
a
like
beetle.
To have?
I'd like an insect or an animal I discover.
Yeah,
or
that'd be cool.
Like a species of piranha.
That's perfect for you, Brady.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
It's perfect for Brady though.
A bug.
Because he goes out looking
Brady
for
beetle.
When you're on your last trip with Torp out into the desert and you find something.
You find some rare beetle.
I don't know if Here's this a is bogan. A species yet. I found it. The David Brady Bogan.
Maggot.
Stink bug.
What if they tell you, Brady, what if they tell you, they go, all right, we can name it after you or your dad because you're both together.
I'm giving it to my dad.
Would you?
Would you really?
He's not even going to get to enjoy it.
He's about to almost dead, dude.
He's on his last
That's right.
Legs.
You'll live in infamy.
I got a little more. I'll get the next.
No.
You won't, but you're not finding
no
two.
Next.
I'll name it out. The torp beetle.
Please, you're 54. You haven't found one yet. You're not going to find two overnight. It's the Brady
beetle. I'm not going to give up.
It wallows in Brady does.
I'll ask my dad.
It just loves eating.
It spins balls of poop.
All day.
That one's taken.
Spawned of, lives in, eats. Brady
Dad, you can
Bogan.
Have that one. Dad, you can have that
That's
one.
Worse.
The Brady Bogan beetle.
The Brady Bogan beetle. The world's most disgusting beetle. You got Brady Bogans in your house? Hi. We're Hunter Pest Control.
We'll take care
and
of
we can get
Brady
rid of all your Brady problems.
This has backfired.
You're covered in torp maggots.
Hey, we're here to get rid of torp today. What do you got on the big board of music?
All right, wake up song brought to you by BKDs. I'm going to be there this Sunday for Sunday Night Football. Come on down, McQueen and Pecos. We got the Eagles at the Cowboys.
Hut.
So that'll be a good battle there. So
that will be a good game.
I guess we can invite the Cowboys fans out. I don't know.
They're a sketchy bunch. They're mouthy when they beat the Bengals, and then they lose. They just go under the rocks.
Yeah, they're a little sad right now. So
deservedly so. Their team's not very good.
This could be the start of something. Eagles at Cowboys, yeah. 5-7. Come on down. BKDs, McQueen and Pecos, Sunday Night Football. We got Slipknot, up here, Sulfur, Amon Amarth, Crack the Sky, Motorhead, Orgasmatron, Bad Wolves, Killing Me Slowly.
Amon Amarth.
You know, I was actually at the Hard Rock Cafe down in Orlando, and they threw Amon Amarth on.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, wow, look at this. They're doing
the
Viking.
Morning, trying to get everybody out.
Viking metal. Well, it's the Hard Rock Cafe.
It is. I mean, but they rarely take it that seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of times I've been in there and, like, Arlo Guthrie's playing.
I know. I was kind of impressed.
All right, let's do Amon Amarth for the real hardcore Friday people.
Okay.
If it's good enough for the Hard Rock Cafe Florida, it certainly is for your drive to work.
Biggest Hard Rock Cafe in the world, John.
Yeah, I know.
In Orlando.
Something to brag about.
It's pretty big. It's ginormous. They have a whole room dedicated to Elvis.
You'd think that would be in Memphis.
You'd think.
Until the one in Dubai opens.
The Hard Rock Dubai?
Yeah.
That'd be great. By the way, evidently there's a bunch of do-gooders over there in Tempe today doing some Iron Man. So keep your eyes open for bikers and swimmers. And they got to swim in that delicious Tempe Town Lake for a little while, and then they hop on their bikes and they start jogging around. I don't know why they're doing this on a Friday. They're starting it during rush hour. But people are emailing, what the hell's going on? Tempe's got all sorts of – it's on Rio Salado.
Yeah, you do that on the weekend.
You do it on a Saturday, you jerks. But I guess it takes forever. So
they finish up on Sunday.
That's kind of a – that's more of a aluminum man. If they go to the Best Western in between and take an eight-hour nap, that's just 3 days of exercise. I think there's no stopping for rest. Like, oh, I'm going to go grab a room and get some dinner. I think Iron Man goes the whole time. But they're all over, and they started it today. For whatever reason, it's a Friday event. I don't get it. But it's clogging stuff up down in Tempe, so watch out, evidently.
Don't
I guess
go
that's
over
an issue. Yeah, just stay away from it. Why would you do that on a Friday? There can't be that many people. I mean, it can't be a flood of Iron Men.
That, like that was 18, the only day they could get the Tempe Town Lake.
Yeah,
there's other events going on.
Because tomorrow they got the big fishing tournament. They don't want to mix.
Can't cross over with the Derby.
Have those Ironmen in there and get all tangled up in the 10-pound.
I was down there for it 1 year. It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
The Ironmen?
They do it big. They have the tents everywhere selling all the
Huge.
Sports stuff. And,
but how many are actually in it?
I don't know.
Because it can't be that big if it's on a Friday.
Well, it's all weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a...
Doesn't take them that long. I run that marathon for...
Well, they have different events.
They have in the
it's just like
three.
The rock and roll marathon coming up. They have...
The half event.
Yeah, they have the half,
but they don't need
then.
3 days for it. It's the thing.
Why are you hating, man?
I'm just saying, Friday. Do it on a Saturday. And get it. If you're getting it started at 5 in the morning, you'll be done by 10 tonight, for sure. It's the three events. If you're an Ironman, you don't need extra days. Unless they've included like 7 new things. It's swimming, it's biking, it's running. They do it in 1 day. That's the whole point of Ironman.
No idea how long that
is. I don't know. It's Friday.
I'm pretty sure it's an entire weekend. It's a big event.
Oh, I know it's a big event. But are they running today or are they just hanging around? Because once you get to the swimming and running
races, like the amateur, the pro, yeah.
And why don't you go down there and protest?
I don't want to. I'm not protesting. I'm just confused why it's on a Friday.
Hey, ho, ho.
Yeah, I want it Saturday. You guys have got to go on Friday. I'm not saying you can't do it. So what are you doing on Friday?
Let's do this.
Yeah, why are you mucking up traffic?
That would be awesome.
You're
the only one down there with a sign.
Guys, it's Friday. I know we got multiple days planned. Tomorrow.
Let's get that bullhorn.
Yeah.
Traffic.
You're clogging up traffic. You're screwing things up for everybody.
Well, maybe this is why. It's not the official Ironman. That's November 24th in Tempe.
What the hell is
and
this?
Yeah. One day.
This is a training.
It is one day. Ironman is one day.
One day.
That's why it's called
one
that.
One day.
I don't know, man. When I was down there, it seemed like it was a whole weekend event.
There's
then
no need for it
what in the
it
wild, wild world of sports is going on down
there? They got people. This is a rogue Ironman. It's not even the official one?
Maybe they're just training.
Nope, that one's next month.
We're still trained tomorrow.
Go kick some ass, John.
Yeah, no, I'm tired of it. I feel bad. You ever sit in traffic and it's for no reason other than people are like, look at me. I'm in incredible condition. I just want to run around in the freeway on Friday. Get out of here. I don't know what it is. But I mean, they're amazing people, but do it on a Saturday. I get emails. What the hell's going on in Tempe? I'm jammed up in this. Oh, the Ironmen are running all over the place.
And this one's already happened. The Tempe Tri.
I don't know what's going on. They got something going on.
Somebody will text us.
Triathletes, Ironmen. I don't know what they're doing. But it's in Tempe and they're
run on Friday, bike on Saturday, swim on Sunday, die on Monday from lake contamination.
Right. Because you're going to die from it.
That's what I was wondering, seeing those people swim in that thing.
That's not an Ironman.
That's not
an Ironman.
No, that's just 3 days of exercise.
Yeah.
That's not a lake I'd want to be swimming
in. No, I don't want to get in that at all. Ugh.
All the dead bodies that were in there.
Yeah. And you know the homeless are in there like looking left and right and then dropping their butts down in it, pooping, and then shaking it off. That's how the homeless clean themselves, that Tempe Town Lake.
Yeah, that's a bad. Anytime you got a lake right by a college.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's bad juju, man.
Stay out of there.
That's bad juju. I guarantee at 3 a.m, if you want to watch homeless people get naked and bathe, that's the place to watch. Guaranteed.
Remember when they drained that thing and all the dead fish? Oh, my God, the stink.
Bladder problem. Yeah. Had to replace that.
Big rubber thing.
Goodyear came in.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, enjoy that. But do it on a Saturday.
You're all right, man.